Within the opening minutes of Deadpool, the latest mutant-slash-super-something movie from Marvel Studios, the titular Mr. Pool, also known as Wade, breaks the fourth wall twice. This, coupled with the tongue-in-cheek opening credits, in which they list stereotypical character descriptions like evil British guy instead of the actors' names, is your early indication that this is different from those other superhero movies. But it's not just that Deadpool is different than those other movies. Deadpool knows about those other superhero movies, the generic conventions that govern them, and Deadpool will mock them all. While Deadpool may not be the pinnacle of postmodern superheroes, he's certainly cornered the market for the moment. This is not to say you need to be intimately familiar with the ins and outs of superhero lore to get the joke, but the Deadpool comics always featured a comic book character who knew he was a comic book character, and from the beginning, the movie declares itself to be similarly self-aware. For example, Deadpool stars Ryan Reynolds, but this isn't his first bite at the superhero apple. He also starred in 2011's Green Lantern movie, which was considered a commercial and critical flop. In Deadpool's slow-motion opening sequence, the camera pans by a Green Lantern trading card with Reynolds in costume. This acknowledges that the movie is aware of this extratextual information. This kind of self-referencing is a common characteristic of postmodern culture. Defining postmodernity is a tall order for a short radio review, but I was especially struck not by the violence and fourth wall break jokes, but by Deadpool's approach to the music and love story. By making the violence more gory and the language more foul, Deadpool can differentiate itself from the rest of its superhero brethren. Most of the other successful superhero movies have been rated PG-13, opening up easy consumption to the lower ages of the movie-going audience. Deadpool wears its R rating like a badge of honor. No more Mr. Nice Superhero. But what to do with the love story plot? How might we make this different from all the other superhero damsels in distress? Deadpool tries by amping up the sex and the skin, and while Vanessa is slightly more active than your standard romantic interest, that's still really her only purpose. She's still only used as an object to motivate Wade into action. So how can Deadpool have a love story but acknowledge to the audience that it wants to resist this typical cliches? Surprisingly, Umberto Eco also pondered this same conundrum. Essentially, how do you talk about love in a postmodern age? This, Eco argues, is the problem of the already said. I think of the postmodern attitude as that of a man who loves a very cultivated woman and knows that he cannot say to her, "I love you madly," because he knows that she knows that these words have already been written by Barbara Cantland. Still, there is a solution. He can say, as Barbara Cantland would put it, "I love you madly." At this point, having avoided false innocence, having said it is no longer possible to talk innocently, he will nevertheless say what he wanted to say to the woman, that he loves her in an age of lost innocence. Deadpool attempts to fix Echo's problem of the already said by punctuating the climactic love story scenes with ironic soundtrack selections. In one, when Vanessa helps Deadpool fight villain Ajax, he looks at her for the first time in months and Chicago's "You're the Inspiration" begins playing. This is a 1980s era ballad, which might best be described as yacht rock. Similarly, when Vanessa and Wade finally kiss, Wade begins playing Wham's "Careless Whisper" on his phone. Because these ballads have such dated connotations, the movie uses them ironically. Winking at the audience that these are the kinds of cheesy love ballads other movies might use seriously, but here they are used to underscore the film's postmodern sensibility. For example, as "You're the Inspiration" plays in the background, Vanessa mouths the word "asshole" at Wayne, calling him such for living through his cancer but letting her believe he was dead. Essentially, Deadpool offers us a version of romantic love that Eco prescribed. Wade and Vanessa's love is a love in the age of lost innocence.